Before I start, I would just like to say that I'm always put in a very bad situation in these conferences. They always put me second last at the end. And they sandwich me with people that I really love and look up to. So Sheikh Sumamullah will be speaking after me. And I've been listening to him and reading his work since I was a child. So I don't really think that I deserve to share a stage or a podium with him, truthfully. And then before me we have, you know, Sheikh Naveed Aziz, Sheikh Abdullah, all these great scholars. So, inshallah, whatever I can share with you, brothers, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmudu wa salli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. Qala Allahu azza wa jalla fi kitab al-aziz ba'da a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء. وقال عز وجل في مقام آخر قل لا يستوي الخبيث والطيب ولو أعجبك كثرة الخبيث فاتقوا الله يا أولي الباب لعلكم تفلحون. وقال عز وجل في مقام آخر وهدوا إلى الطيب من القول. وقال عز وجل في مقام آخر إليه يصعد العمل إليه يصعد القول عمل الصالح والعمل إليه يسعد الكلمة قال كلمة طيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders and sisters of Islam, about 600 years ago, there was a man by the name of Abd al-Rahman al-Jazari rahimahullah. He was sitting in a small area which had a roof, a structure. As he was sitting there, he heard people crying outside of this structure. He heard people dying outside the structure. He heard the noises and sounds of fear and terror and tyranny. And he didn't know what to do. Should I run out of this structure? Should I run for my life? Should I dig a cave and hide? Maybe I'm gonna die today. He had no idea what's going on. So all of a sudden, a thought comes to his mind and he says, what I should do is, Allah has inspired me with some a hadith that I memorized, du'as that I memorized. So let me start writing these du'as down. And if I have to die, I will die. And if I will stay alive, I will stay alive. But I don't want these du'as that I've memorized to die with me and go with me in my grave. So he starts to write this book. In the beginning of this book, he writes an introduction. He says, I'm not even sure if I'm going to live till the end of this book. So imagine what this man's state of mind is at this point. You don't have emotional intelligence. He doesn't even know if he's going to be alive till the end of the book. And he says that the Mughals, Halaku Khan at that time, have surrounded where I am right now. And they have butchered Muslims all around me. And I'm sitting in this little place, I don't know if they're going to come to me, but it has come to my mind to just write down whatever I have memorized out of the du'as of the Prophet ﷺ, so this could help the Muslims after me. So he starts to write down these du'as. One day goes by. The second day goes by and he sees a dream in which he sees the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ, he asks him, O Abdul Rahman, what do you look so worried for? He says, I fear for my life. I don't know if I'm going to survive. The Prophet ﷺ, he says to him, should I make dua for you? That Allah protect you, Allah save you, Allah give you peace. And he says, no, I don't want a dua for myself specifically, but I ask you to raise your hands that Allah protects the entire ummah. And the Muslims who are suffering, they get out of their suffering. And the Prophet raises his hands, he makes a dua. He wipes his beautiful face. One day later, on the day of Saturday, the entire army of Halaku Khan left this premises. And he survived. And this book was compiled. And the name of this book is Al-Hisnul Haseen, The Protected Fortress. Today, brothers and sisters in Islam, the world is looking for the next Abdul Rahman al-Jazari. For the next person that one person, like we heard all these great speeches today about Allah loving tawakkul, of sabr, of du'a. We heard these things, but really, as we're sitting here today, and my heart like really is soft about this topic, is because I was there in these places where people were tyrannized and killed and martyred when I was in New Zealand. And I went there after the massacre, a few days after. I hear about, from far, about what's happening to our Muslim brothers and sisters all the way in Kashmir. I hear about things that are happening in Gaza. We all hear about these things in Syria and Yemen. Now, when we hear about these things, where is that one sister or brother? Yes, we're making dua. Dua is important. It's very, very effective. But Allah in the Quran, He mentions it so many times. And in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ. Allah is pure. لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبٌ. And Allah only accepts pure things. Just like when if someone on Craigslist or Kijiji buys an iPhone thinking it's an iPhone, but next thing you know, it's a phone from China looking like an iPhone. You know how stressed and depressed does he get or she get? You know, if you have a friend who thinks you think they're a really good friend of yours, who's coming up to you, they love you, but behind your back, they're talking negative about you, they don't like you, they have ill feelings in their heart about you, spreading rumors about you, and you find out about it, and that person is exposed. In real life, if a person is exposed of his evil or her evil, that you find out that yes, you know, Aisha is the friend, and her friend is Fatima, and Fatima goes or tells Zainab that, you know, I don't like her. And Aisha finds out that my friend says that, once this person is exposed, the person who has ill feelings about this person cannot even muster the courage to go up to that person to ask for a favor. Once you've done wrong and you've been exposed and you're not pure anymore, so if next time you need something, you want something, you will hesitate to go to that person for a loan. You will say, you know what, he found out, she found out what I said about them. And you will not muster the courage. And even if you do, the person who found out that you said that about them will think 100 times before helping you out. And here we are, sitting here today, you know, and again, I want to make this a topic, where we can take something back home right away with. We're sitting here, mashallah, in a comfortable hall, heard beautiful recitations over there, ate food, gonna go back to our homes. But the thing that's different is, why today is all the Muslims and all of us sitting today, why can't our du'as affect people all over the world like the dua of Abdurrahman Jazari? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it is, today Allah loves the pure. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. That never can طيب, pure. And مفردات القرآن defines what purity means. مَنْ تَعَرَّى. A person who hidden inside him, مَنْ تَعَرَّى بِالْجَهْلِ وَالْفِسْقِ وَالْعَصْيَانِ. From inside, this person has this double life. Allah save us. You know, I stand here and I make dua, Allah saves us. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah used to make this dua. He used to say, Ya Rabbi, la tu'adhib lisanan yukhbiru anka, wala ayn tadullu alayka, wala ayn tadullu alayka, wala yadan yaktubu hadith rasulik. Ya Rab, la tu'adhibni. So Allah, don't punish me. I know I'm weak. Maybe I'm not tayyib, but oh Allah, don't punish the one whose tongue spoke about you once in his life. Don't punish the one whose eyes used to search for uloom, open the Quran and hadith to inform your makhluk about you, oh Allah. Don't punish the one whose hands used to start writing the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Oh Allah, forgive me and don't punish me. Right? And I stand here today saying that. 100% we're standing here, but we have this double life. Where there's, and we are humble in some places, but when we're in Umrah or Hajj or in Taraweeh, we'll be a certain way. And the moment we walk out of the masjid, it's as if we have this halal scene and haram scene. As if we worship Allah selectively and disobey Allah selectively. And then we ask, why Allah doesn't listen to my prayers? Why Allah doesn't change what's happening with me in my life? Why can I affect people all over the world? Pure people are ready to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah. What is one girlfriend or boyfriend? What is one sight of illicit things online? What are these things that are nothing? When Asma bint Abi Bakr Anha was hugging her son, you know, Sheikh Sulaiman Mullah talks about this incident, and it's mentioned that she hugged her son when she was 100 years old and she was blind, and she knew that this son of hers will no longer come back home, and he's going to be killed today and martyred by Hajjaj bin Yusuf. And she hugs him and she feels that he's wearing an armor. And she says, why are you wearing an armor for? Abdullah bin Zubayr, he says, my mother, I'm not afraid of death, but I'm afraid of the difficulty of what they're going to put me through, chop me into pieces. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm afraid of the pain that they're going to put me through. And the mother said, oh my son, the sheep doesn't feel the pain when it's getting skinned. The sheep doesn't feel the pain when it's getting skinned. Its soul has already left the body. So here we are, sitting here. Allama Iqbali says, kabhi e haqeeqat muntazar nazar a libas majaz mein ke hazaron sajde tarap rahe hain tere mere jabeen niyaz mein tu bacha bacha ke na rakh ise tera aaina hai wo aaina ke shikast ho to aziz tar hai nigah aaina saaz mein na kahin jahan mein ama mili jo ama mili to kahan mili mere jurm mein khana kharab ko tera afw band nawaz mein میں سر میں جو سر بسجدہ ہوا کبھی تو زمین سے آنے لگی صدا تیرا دل تو ہے سنم آشنا تجھے کیا ملے گا نماز میں. So Iqbal is saying to himself, so, oh, I once questioned myself and I said, oh Iqbal, why isn't your prayers being answered? Why aren't things changing for you? Why can't you be a difference for people all over the world? And he says, oh Allah, please listen to my prayers. I've done so many sajdas. I've prayed so much Taraweeh. I've gone to Umrah every year, but things are not changing for me and my family. So I complain to Allah. And then Allah, then he's saying what I was inspired by. He says, "Tu bacha bacha ki na rakh ise. Tera aina hai wo aina ki shikasta ho to aziz tar hai nigah aina saaz mein." He says, this heart of yours, O Iqbal, it's not pure. And the heart can only be pure once it's broken. It's the only mirror that's effective and valuable, that when it's broken, it's more valuable and effective than a real mirror that's not broken. You know, Dawud Ta'i passes away on his eulogy. Ibn Samak says, أَهَنْتَ نَفْسَكَ وَأَنْتَ تُرِيدُ كَرَامَتَهَا وَذَلَّلْتَ نَفْسَكَ وَأَنْتَ تُرِيدُ إِشْرَافَهَا. Like, you broke yourself, you broke your heart, your nafs and your desires, but in reality you wanted to honor it. So here we are, he says at the end, after complaining to Allah, I'm doing sajda and I hear a noise or sound from the earth saying to me, oh Iqbal, he's a great Urdu poet, he says, may jo sar ba sajda hua kabhi, to zameen se aane lagi sada. He says, oh Iqbal, tera dil to hai sana maashana, your heart is not pure. A person, Mufradatul Quran talks about, what does tayyib mean in the Quran? Tayyib means a person who's internally is cloth and embedded with fisq, major sins, hasad, jealousy, and illicit relationships. Internally he's like this. And وَمَنْ تَحَلَّى, and a person who adorns himself بِالْعِلْمِ وَمَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ, a person who adorns himself like this, Allah says, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبْ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبْ, that Allah is pure, Allah only accepts purity, pure things from us. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to look internally and say, I can't be living a double standard life. I don't appreciate a friend who's double standard. I don't appreciate an off brand. I'm not going to go to the store and buy a knockoff Jordan shoes. If I am, then you have some issues. I'm not going to go to the store. There's real branding. There's Jordan, Versace, Gucci. And then there's the knockoffs. If you go to Pakistan, there's a place called Bolton Market in Karachi. They have the first copy, second copy, third copy, fourth copy. You can find five different copies, but they're not the original thing. So Allah is demanding. Allah loves pure. Allah is demanding from us purity. And then this dua of ours that we make when we raise our hands will not only change our lives, but it can change the fate of someone so far away from us that maybe in our entire life we will never be able to hug them, see them, you know, embrace them. But because of this dua of ours that left this pure heart, you never know how this can affect someone all across the globe. Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah was asked, what is the distance between a servant and Allah? And he said, the distance between the servant and the arsh of Allah is a pious dua from a pure heart. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.